Okay, it's 7 p.m. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I'll make a motion to begin the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Sanchez. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now we'll have a moment of silent prayer. We have a visitor, so we'll go through our introductions. I'm Mayor Stoneham.
I'm Bev Lush, City Clerk.
Linda Beville, Road Commissioner.
Susan Moffin, Utility Commissioner.
Dennis Metcalf, Safety Commissioner.
Dan Small, Treasurer. Robert Weeson, the attorney for the day.
Okay, so Danny, do you have anything to...
Only thing, it's been a while since I've been to a city meeting. I'm Danny Madison from Bath Drive. Been here 41 years. And the city has been great. I love the city, the way it's done. It started 2 years ago. I got new neighbors, well before that, but the problem started 2 years ago. They're from Vietnam. Supposedly, their kids bought them the house.
No.
They started out, the yard was kept neat. The mom grew all these flowers, beautiful flowers. I mean, everything looked great. The mother went back to Vietnam for 9 months. That's when it started. But that, I guess it's her husband or her grandpa or whoever he is. They don't speak good English. He started hoarding. He started stockpiling any kind of furniture sitting on the side of the road, bringing it back, stacking it in the front yard against the house, the side of the house, inside the house. They pack it in. I called down the metro. They sent a guy out, Tony. He looked at it and said, hey, told them over there what they had to do. They couldn't have all this stuff in front of the house or rid of this. But I was having a problem with roads. Never had a problem with roads. I pay pest control twice a month now to keep my yard and my house clean of roads. About 3 months ago, he started hoarding any kind of lawnmower. I now have over 300 old lawnmowers stacked in his backyard.
300?
He's polishing them, painting them, getting them running halfway, selling them on eBay, Marketplace. People come and pay in cash. They take the mowers. I've seen several of them bring them back, but they won't run. He don't give them their money back. He gives them another mower. Now, I already have weed eaters hanging, not on my fence, but I got a brand new vinyl fence.
Right.
But the fence across, weed eaters hanging all down the fence. Stacks of old lawnmower handles. The yard is lined with lawnmowers. There's 50 lawnmowers between my fence and his house right now that he says he's got running. He's hauled in 10 pickup truckloads of every kind of brick made. He's hauled in an old wooden shed, the corrugated steel roof. It's piled up back there. LG&E comes through and trims the trees. He hasn't turned the chipper towards his backyard, filled the backyard with 2 full loads of wood chips from the front to the back, about that deep. He took wooden pallets he had stacked everywhere because Tony had to get rid of all these wooden pallets. He started laying them down in the yard. He's covered them with the wood chips. Now he stuck the bricks and laid them on top. Man, he's raised his yard that much above mine. So now when it rains, and still the water running between us out, I got a nice lake. I called Metro. They come out last month on the 19th. Told him we couldn't have none of this. All this needed to be cleaned up and gone. Well, Sunday night was the first time in a year I heard a lawnmower cutting any kind of grass in the backyard. He cut some grass around, but he's stacking the mowers all the way around the fence. If LG&E needs to get to the big power box in his backyard, they ain't going to find him. He's got it buried under all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. Because when it goes out, I lose power. Half of Northumberland loses it this way.
Right.
I called yesterday downtown. I said, it's been a month. I see, what's what? All they could tell me was they've had three complaints on the property. They're trying to find out who the property owner is now. They're playing dumb next door and wouldn't tell the adjuster. Probably his son or his son's company owns the property. I have UPS and FedEx three times a day delivering packages next door. Sometimes one or two packages, up to 23 packages, FedEx to boxes this big. His son and daughter-in-law run a company out of J-Town. Everything is shipped to this house. I have traffic coming in the street, out of the street, in the street. He gets a lot. The lady behind him has complained.
Right.
On Middlesex. She's talked with me. She built a nice deck in her backyard. Well, he's working and running his lawnmower back there, and the gas fumes are coming to her.
Right.
Well, now he's moved to the front where his garage door is. But he can't get nothing in the garage because he's packed full of all of his old furniture. I went over to talk to him and just noticed in the basement window, you can't see in it for all the furniture stacked. And everybody. But downtown's telling me, until they find out who the property is, belongs to, their hands are tied. So I put up with the stink and all the mess over there. And I got an 8-foot fence, and I'd like to put a 14-foot down that side. But it's just.
I wish we were
something. I don't know if you all heard anything.
Well, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. You called me. And we spoke.
Yeah.
And you know what our, you know, we got limitations on what we can do. And
yeah.
Honestly, is there anything that you can think of?
I mean, you would have a private right of action against him to sue him for nuisance. But otherwise, I mean, it sounds like it's some form of code violation. And if
they started out nice neighbors. I'd be in the yard, they wave, they speak, but I couldn't understand what they're saying. And his wife watches the grandkids every now and then, but for the last 3 weeks, the little grandson has disappeared. Don't know where he's at. And the granddaughter don't come over anymore. She got a little 350ZX white. She peeled out the other morning twice, laying rubber all the way down to Halifax and gone. Him and her, I guess, were in an argument over there. Within 3 hours, the police was over there. But they didn't stay very long, and then they left. The city code enforcement showed up and started looking at her. And he was working on lawnmowers. He had 8 or 9 lawnmowers in the front yard then. And he's working on them out there in the driveway.
Yeah, and really, it's probably the codes is the way to go if you stay on them.
But,
you know, because they have a lot more time. Right. They can find...
Surely there's an ordinance.
Just clean it up. I meant to go over to LG&E and tell them about the box because
right.
If something happens and they need to get back there, I mean, there's lawnmowers. He's built these canvas tents out that you can buy at Ollie's and everywhere and 14 by 20s. He's put two of them up. Well, the winds we had, one landed in my backyard and one landed over in Middlesex. He went over and drug them back. The canvases were tore all to pieces, still scattered all over.
why can't they find out who owns the property?
I tried to call down the PVA and find out, and they told me I have to call back on such and such number, ask for David, tell him my circumstances. He might give me the information who owns the property, and he might not.
Have you tried the health department? Mm-hmm. I would maybe call the health department.
I mean, I got a nice deck out back. I got a pool. My grandkids, it's summertime. I got four grandboys. They'll be coming over wanting to play. And I don't want to.
I understand.
Oh, yeah.
It seems to me that if windows are blocked, you know, that's a fire escape issue. I'm almost certain there's ordinances. I don't know. I would think that they would, we would be able to do Jefferson County ordinances.
I remember Dickerson Court, we had a house, and a guy was a contractor, and he filled his garage to the pool that was all spilling out in the driveway.
What's the address?
Had to do something against that to get rid of all. Then he started piling it in the backyard, and the city come in and did something about that.
What's his address?
4412 Bath.
Is he allowed to run a business out of the
home? I haven't seen the little boy.
Is he allowed to run a business out of
the home? Everybody runs.
She pulls around on Chestnut Hill.
There's businesses all over Worthington Hills.
The grandmother walks the little granddaughter around to her mom and they get the car over there at least. They're not coming back to the house. I don't know if the police are looking for her or what. It's just weird. I've lived out there. It's the first problem I've ever had in the city.
Yeah, it seems to be.
So they're the owners.
There could be some violations.
I mean, the owners are not hard to find. That's what PVA does.
Yeah. Well, see, I can get through PVA.
You can go online. You can go online to Metro 311.
No. They refer me to call PVA.
You can go online.
And talk to a David first.
I think you have to purchase. Do you have to purchase a subscription to PVA?
No, I can go on there right now and tell you who owns it.
You have to purchase.
They both just did.
You have to purchase a subscription to get copies of documents and more advanced things. But just look, I think it'll tell the property owner without it.
You can bring up the name on PVA's freebie, and then you can go to the clerk's website and figure it out from there. Because the clerk should have the most current ownership on it.
Yeah, it'll be on the county clerk's.
Well, I have woods behind me, and years ago I had a deer drop dead behind my fence, and for a week I had to wear big stuffer under my nose, couldn't eat nothing. But anyhow, I went through the health department and reported the deer, and because everyone kept saying we don't know who owns this property, well, they found the owner real quick. Mm-hmm. And had him come and put lime on the deer. So if there's something you could think of that could be a health violation, that might be the route.
Fire marshal also.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fire marshal.
I thought about going over to Worthington and Anchorage and talk to them and see what they... But like I say, if that house ever catches on fire, they ain't going to fight it from inside, and it's going to catch mine.
Right.
Well, can they even get out? If windows and doorways are blocked,
that would be an issue. Downstairs would be packed in the garage. When they open the garage door, it is packed to full. You can't.
Or if he's improperly storing fuel, gasoline, chemicals.
That's my question. I told the city guy.
Oil.
You know, playing with all these lawnmowers. What's he doing with all the old gas and the gas and the oil? Mm-hmm. I never seen him haul no cans out. Is he dumping it on them piles of mulch?
Oh, no.
Letting it soak into the ground.
It sounds like
that'll go up like a tinderbox.
Mm-hmm. But when they start,
I would definitely get the fire marshal involved in it, and have them. Here again, there may be, if they're running the business out of there, He's supposed to have a license with the revenue division.
And downtown has already said there's no business license for that revenue. But yet all these packages come every day. I mean, I got FedEx up a morning, UPS in the afternoon, FedEx again that afternoon.
Right. Yeah, grammar.
And the other day they delivered about 21 boxes, this square, by this square. They were stacking them there, then he lowered them in his pickup truck and was gone.
Is he repairing lawnmowers on
Do you
see customers bring them?
I got people. There's more license plates from Indiana. He sells everything on Marketplace, and he collects by PayPal or cash. So he ain't paying no tax, no nothing. But it's just a nuisance.
Well, if he's illegally getting rid of the fuel and oil, that would be a health department issue. I call them both. That's what I would do. The fire marshal and the health department.
Okay.
So we can
and send pictures. That always helps.
Oh, I got pictures on my phone. I got stacks of old file cabinets standing up, old toilets. I don't know why you want old toilets. He's got old toilets back there, old toys, furniture out there. It's been rained on, snowed on. But he's hauled five old lawnmowers in since the 19th. He sold eight lawnmowers out the door to somebody.
He doesn't have any, refrigerators outside.
He already sold all that.
But he did. Now, that would be a health code violation as well, because he's had
little deep freezes, refrigerators, ice boxes. But he cleaned them up, and they're gone quick. They're something that sold real quick. About a week. Week and a half, 2 weeks, they're there and they're gone. But where he's getting everything, I don't know.
Is he a scrapper?
He's a hoarder, me. And it all happened when his wife went back to Vietnam for 9 months and he was there by himself. So I don't know what's happened or what. But it's just.
Okay, anything else?
No.
All right.
Appreciate your time.
I know what you're
dealing
with.
And thanks for bringing it to our attention. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I out for that place.
Well, see, I'm a dead end street, and there's only two of us on there.
Yeah, and I don't ever go down fast.
Yeah.
Right.
Hardly at all.
I go by it.
We've got people that come down the street real fast, and they whip in the street because they think it goes over to Cold Street. Well, all of a sudden, they hit the brakes. I've had them turn around the driveway. I've had them turn around in the yard and leave and go out.
Is there a dead end sign there?
Nope.
That might be something.
If they can't see the dead end, they're blind.
By the time they get there,
they have to see the dead end. There's only two houses there.
Play on that dead end street.
Yeah.
And I sit out there, Cotton Bob.
Well, that's a pretty important sign.
I sit out there all the
time.
Just watch to make sure anybody's pulling in. They see the little kids out there playing.
There's no pole to put it on.
Mm-mm.
And I'm sure he's not wanting another one put in his yard.
Well, I understand that.
I mean, honestly.
You can put up all the signs you want, they ain't going to read them.
That's a fact.
That's what the state of Kentucky told me. The Department of Transportation said, I can put up all the signs you want, but they ain't going to read them, they ain't going to lay
them. Yeah. Well.
Okay. Move along. All right. Next thing on the agenda is the approval of the March 17, 2026 city meeting minutes, which were distributed and also posted on the website. Is there any additional corrections or anything you found that needed to be corrected? If not, do I hear a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Bevel. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? March 26th, city financial reports. Again, they were distributed and posted on the website. Was there any corrections or anything that anybody needed to see?
or have done? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the financial reports for March
2026? I make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rosendez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. All right. The invoices and receipts have went around, been signed off on. Okay. Legal. We've got to do the first read on the COWH 2026 property tax ordinance. But before we do that, I have the PBA stuff that I also sent you. But I printed it out, so you ought to have a copy. I think there's four in there. Yeah. Everybody got a copy? Okay, what this is, the graph on the back, on the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet, please. All right, this is what I use every year to get what we need to do for the revenue. Revenue is limited under 132.027. to no more than 4% increase without having public hearings and then making announcements and papers. We also have a minimum, which is you can't go below what your property tax revenue was from the previous year. So I projected a 10% increase in property values based off of last year. That's what those first set of numbers are. Anyhow, we will get the actual information on Friday, and at that time, like I said in my email, I'll be updating with the top five numbers, which will give us what we'll calculate down to increases. But what I wanted to do tonight was get a feel on what you all would like to have for the percentage change on the property tax ordinance. In other words, when we get it back, do we want to do 1%, 2%, 3%, or as close to 4% as we can? I do want to mention that our sanitation on our budget sheet, I do have what the next rate is going to be for the next year. It does go up about $8,000 from what it is this year. So a 4% will give us almost $8,000.
But we don't have any expense for security.
Yes, we do. We have the flock cameras.
No, I'm talking about patrols.
Okay, well, we don't know that yet because we're still...
That's what you said last month. When will we know that?
When we're able to talk to the chief. Okay? And the budget's not due until the end of end of June.
Okay.
So,
I just want to make sure we have enough money in there if we are going to be doing something.
Well, from what... On the proposed budget... Everything that I've got listed here is covered. But I'm just trying to get us in line with being prepared so we can do the second read on the property tax for next month. This is not a simple thing to do every year. Trust me. I mean, I have had this spreadsheet for 5 years and it works great. It lets us know exactly where we're at, because there's another one that comes from the state that is a little bit more difficult to understand.
Are you projecting that we're going to have, in 2026, we have 111 homestead exemptions as compared to 84 in 2025?
No. There was 111 homestead in 2025.
Right.
Okay. 84 goes back, I don't know, back a couple of years. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Last year was 111. We've had increases. This year we've also had some deaths. So that it'll be adjusted. Okay.
Okay.
That's money that gets taken off of the projected amount of property value.
Correct.
Okay. The homestead exemption is $49,100 this year. That's at the bottom there. Okay. Same thing with the disability. Okay.
Which is what it was last year.
What's that?
The same amount.
I don't know what the okay. homestead amounts are now until I get the numbers. That's why these top five numbers
okay.
come on this report that I get from PBA on Friday.
Correct.
And it's just a matter of putting in each particular appropriate number, and it will give me the grand total. And that once I hit that grand total, it will also, at that point, take and calculate down to the bottom what are, we know no change is not going to work, okay, because of the fact that we've been reassessed and it's always higher. So that's going to put us over the 4%. So with you have to have at least the same amount or close to the same amount. You can't go below what your property tax revenue was from the previous year, but then again, you can't go above 4%. So this was to show you what will happen when we get this PBA reassessment information. If it is 10%, this is what we're looking at. If it's 15%, it's going to even be lower on the allowable minimum. It'll be lower on the allowable maximum, too. The higher the percentage that the assessment is, the more that we have to decrease our property tax rate from the previous year. So I'm wanting to know from you all, what do you want to do for a property tax increase this year? Do you want to do...
I don't know how to make an informed decision with numbers that are going to change.
I just want to know percentage. I just need to know for the ordinance, we just need to know what percent you all want to put in. In other words, what I've got on the first read, I've got the full 4%. It's actually 3.9823%. Okay? But to have the second read, I would like to have that figured in. If you just tell me what percentage you want to use when I get the numbers, then it's going to calculate out what I need for the percentage.
But once it's in there, we can't change our mind.
No, you can change your mind. I'm just saying, we have to do the second read next month, okay? We don't have a choice, okay? Because if we wait till June, then we aren't going to get the tax bills out on time.
We're going to do that.
So, if you want to have a special meeting, we have a special meeting, but I really don't like having special meetings, okay? Especially when it comes to taxes. So just... Well,
somebody throw out a number.
Throw out a number.
Nobody
one, two, three, or four. I, you know, the thing is we don't have to do any change at all. If you want to do a no percentage change and come up with our minimum, okay, that we've got to have, that's fine, okay. But you know, every time we don't do a percentage increase, it just puts us. It's like a snowball. It puts us that far behind on our increasing expenses. Look, I'm gonna go ahead and read the first read on the ordinance using the 4%. It's actually 3.9823 based off of this example. Okay. Ordinance number 2, series 2026, City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky, a tax ordinance for fiscal year July 1, 2026 to June 30th, 2027. Be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills, City in parentheses, Commission that Section 1, pursuant to KRS 92.520, Paragraph 4, the City adopts the land and improvement valuations of the Jefferson County Property Valuation Administrator, Section 2, a per $100 point 1688 city ad valorem tax of the combined land and improvement values of each unabandoned land parcel located within the city boundary shall be assessed as of July 1st, 2026. Section 3, a per $100 .75 city ad valorem tax of the combined land and improvement values of each abandoned land parcel located within the city boundaries shall be assessed as of July 1st, 2026. Section 4. These tax levies are necessary to generate sufficient revenue to pay budget city expenses for the 2026-2027 fiscal year to properly govern the city for the residents' benefits. Section 5. The tax payment schedule for the city properties is the base tax reduced by 2% if paid before August 1st, 2026. The base tax when paid in August 2026. The base tax plus 12% of the base tax if paid in September 2026. The base tax plus 12% of the base tax plus 2% monthly of the base tax plus a $50 administration fee plus attorney and recording fees is paid after September 30, 2026. Section 6. The ordinance effective date is July 1st, 2026. Passed and approved by the City Commission during the May 19, 2026 city meeting pursuant to Kentucky law. So, what we'll do the next meeting is we'll have all the numbers and we can then decide what the percent or what the 100, the 0.1688 or less is going to be. Okay? What you got?
You got that extra word.
Oh, do I got an extra word? What? Oh. Okay.
So let me ask a question. So you're proposing to raise our property taxes by 4%.
That is the max that we can do.
Okay, and we can never go back from there.
We can't go below what last year's.
So if this year's is 4%, then next year we can't go below.
No.
What this year is?
No, I'm talking about the dollar amount. Okay, if this year we have $100,000, just to keep this simple, okay, in revenue from our property tax, we can go up to $104,000, or we can stay at the $100,000. but we can't go to 99.99, you know, we can't go to 999,000, whatever it is. It's okay. Revenue dollars.
Right.
Okay.
So if we go 4%, we can't go ever go down to 3 again.
No.
He's talking dollars.
Not I'm talking dollars. Okay. I'm not talking about percent.
That's what I'm hearing.
I'm talking dollars.
That's what I was hearing too.
Okay.
No, it's dollars.
But it has nothing to do with these percentages over here.
No.
It's tax reduced by 2%. It'll always be that 2%.
Well, you can change those anytime you want it. We want, you know, we can. Last year, I think I brought up doing away with the discount.
No, don't do
that. Yeah. Okay. All right. But the thing is right now, this year, we had that we basically picked up is $199,212.15 as of March 31st. Okay? That's what the revenue was. It wasn't what was projected, okay? Because there's this number that we have on our budget also has to take into account that the discount comes in to be applied. What you see on this graph is if we were to take and get the full amount, okay, and didn't have any discounts, and everybody paid on time, it would be $216,781.17. Okay, but we get about 75% of the people paying during the discount. Okay, we have a few that forget. And then we make up a few extra dollars, okay? So that number, when you look at this spreadsheet, that is what we should have actually, if we had gotten it straight up, we would have gotten that $216,781.
So what was the amount that we came from a couple years ago?
Okay. Last year it was 0.1794, okay? The year before that, I don't remember what it was. It's on our website, but, you know. What was the money amount? I don't know.
Was it like 98,000 and then we went to 100,000?
No. Last year's budget amount was 192 or 194. We really don't, you know, the thing is I keep looking at everything that we have keeps going up, okay?
And why is it that our garbage will be going up 8,000 next year?
They increased it.
That was in the contract.
Right. There's a difference. There's for the 3 years we had them give us their projected cost for 3 years. That was on a graph that I got.
Third year next year with them?
No, we're on our second. This is our first year with that.
Okay. So on the second year the price increases.
Yeah, the price, like this year's is
$143,000.
Huh?
Do you have any more of those sheets?
Yeah, I have all these sheets for us, but this is all the budget stuff.
Okay.
And then what about when you mentioned flock? What will that amount be?
No, the flock's $18,000 for 3 years.
Okay, so we won't have another bill from them for 3 years.
No.
Okay. So
$18,000 per year.
Per year, okay.
Okay, if you look at our sanitation budget for this year, it's $144,150, which is right above what the total amount's going to be for sanitation. Okay, I think it's $143,000 and some change. Okay? But you'll notice over here, it's $149,361.12 is what it's going to in fiscal year 27. Right there next to the sanitation.
Yeah. So what was our last increase percentage-wise on property taxes?
Right at 4%. We've done 4% every year since I've been mayor. Because we had the Rumpke was giving us rate increases that were just astronomical.
Well, it sounds like they all do.
Oh, well, yeah, they all do. Nothing gets cheaper. But I'll send you an update when I get this the new numbers on Friday. You'll have the updated spreadsheet by Saturday or Sunday, so we can see. We can't discuss anything, but I would like to have what you all, if you want to go to the 4% or if you want to back it down to 2% or whatever, okay? Any more questions?
Do we have any outstanding liens?
No.
Good.
We don't have any liens. We don't have loans. We got.
We know property tax liens have not been paid.
What's that?
Their property tax liens have not been paid.
Oh, the property. Okay, yeah, okay, those kind of liens. Okay, yeah, we have property tax liens still out. Yeah. But they're coming down. They're decreasing the amount that we have. Mr. DeWeese is doing a fine job in his collections.
I thought we had cleared up a lot of them.
Yeah. Have we started on any of the ones that are from the previous years?
We've gotten, everything's. All the liens are out there and filed. We haven't.
You haven't looked at anything like it was before you all.
I mean, they're all out there. We haven't foreclosed or taken any litigation against anybody.
Yeah, we still got a few from previous years back to.
But we haven't had to exercise any of them.
We haven't foreclosed on anybody.
No.
Though, if somebody jumps, if another lender, if another lien holder file suit, then we'll get notice and then we can enter, our claim.
I'm just leery of those things that happened because of what happened with us and at the HOA that time, and we had that one that was $17,000, and luckily the attorney got in there and got our name on
right.
The very short list.
Right.
And we got our money.
Yeah, we've had federal and state court cases where we get notice in the mail, and then this was back. I haven't had any since you've been attorney. But when Steve was the attorney, I was constantly going down there with the notices so they could get us involved with the liens. All right, I'm gonna leave it at 4%. and we'll deal with it next month on the second read, okay? Because I had the feeling 10% was very conservative. All right. So we done that. Okay. On old business, okay, just real quick, we went and redid the CDs. So we've got those, the new rates again until August, okay?
Any commissioner input?
What?
Old business commissioner input?
Oh, we'll get that in a second.
I have small business when you're done.
Okay. But I wanted to get that out there. Okay. All right. What you got for old commission, old business for the commissioners here?
Well, as you all know, we didn't get any funding from the legislature after I did that.
All that hard work.
I'm glad I had the opportunity to do it. I'd never applied for a grant before, and I did, and I know how to do it now, so I'll do it again.
Okay.
But we did not get any funding, and I understand why. We don't have that much traffic. We don't have wrecks. I can understand that. However, once I found that out, then I got in contact with Flynn, Global Paving, and All Terrain again, and I said, okay, you gave me estimates before. I know prices have changed. The cost per ton of asphalt as of today was $153 a ton. On December of 2025, it was $72 a ton. Now, what they said was they can give us an estimate with what the prices are now. Then when we get ready to pave, if the prices have gone down, they'll give us whatever that price is, the lower price. I want to make sure that I get that on every contract. You know, I don't want somebody coming back and say, we quoted you this dollar amount, and that's going to stay. I want the option to be able, with your all's permission, to say,
right,
we want the best price possible when the time comes. I had two that were under $100,000 and one that was over $100,000 before. But anyways, I guess that's what I wanted to let you know, was that I did reach out. They are redoing them. And,
right. Well,
did they say what was driving the price up?
Oil prices.
Oil prices.
Oil prices are driving up. That's, we talked last month. We said we're going to wait till the end of summer because a lot of this stuff will come back down. And when we did Bay Run, even that was one of the things that we found out once, and even on Middlesex, when we got the quote, they were higher, and then when we ended up doing the actual project, it actually came down a few thousand dollars.
And they will do that. I mean, they'll give us a little.
They all have to do it.
That was the old business, okay.
Okay. Well, we'll keep. We kept the $250,000 in the CD, okay, because we knew we weren't going to do anything before August anyhow. So we're getting the higher percentage at that, okay? I mean, we've made some pretty good money on those CDs.
We sure have.
Okay. Moving along. Now we'll go to this worksheet. Okay. We do have to do a revision on our 2026 budget because we are changing part of the security expense from the remuneration program to the flock safety. And all I did on those two numbers down there was it's still the same amount for the total of the security expense. I just increased the amount and changed the name. We did that for audit purposes. So flock safety is, we got the bill for $18,000. Everybody signed off on it, okay? And we need to do this so we can pay the flock bill. Without having this approved, we can't really pay the flock bill because it's not in our budget, okay? So that's always changed on here was the amounts in each one of the subcategories on the security expense. So is there any questions about that? And if not, do I hear a motion to approve the revised annual budget worksheet with carryover?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposed? Okay. So we've got that approved. I'll send you an updated sheet, Dan. Okay. Now, that column's been done. So the next column over on this worksheet is where we currently stand, and we're standing really good because we are over what we projected for revenue by about $5,000. Right at $5,001. Okay. So the total expenses are all looking good. We're below what our expenses generated is. This is the reason why I wanted to make sure you all had a say, because we're doing well with our budget where our current level of property tax is at. Okay. So hopefully we won't have any major increases. I should get the updated engagement letter here in before we have the June budget finalized. Okay. That's the only thing that I really see different on here.
It would be nice to be able to tell the people we don't have to raise your taxes, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it would be nice. And that's the reason why I wanted to bring this up to start with. I wanted to make sure that we have, if we're having a surplus every year, I think it would be a good year to go ahead and consider doing a change in the property tax rate that is equal to pretty close to a no increase. Okay, it's hard to get right at that no increase, I'll put it that way, because you're only dealing with a dot and four numbers, okay, for your tax. So I know that the hardest part that we have to deal with is the unknowns. Where is that? It has the property assessments. That is, there's something on here somewhere. Let's see where we're at. Insurance and bonds, property assessments. I forget what it was. Well, last year's was $6,041.84 for the assessment. You know, we have to pay PVA, okay? So I'm projecting we're going to have about the same amount for this year with the increase, okay? We haven't done much anything else. We're lucky that we still fall under the thing being able to post on the website rather than having to go through the newspaper. We just put the notice in the newspaper that there's an ordinance change or whatever we have to publicize to have them go look at our website to do it. This is nice being in Louisville. That's about it. And we're doing well with our insurance premium revenue. That helps out too. that helps keep these our expenses paid.
We hauled away just about all the trees that are dead, dying, and otherwise. Christine, you did. That's all you did was haul off dead trees and limbs. I mean, there couldn't be that many more. Are there?
No. I don't know. There's a.
Well, we still have to do the island, though, up front.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've almost used up all the. Well, we have really. Yeah, we've almost used up the tree and stump removal. So, anyhow, is there? Keep looking over this. If you see something, email me so I can make the adjustment on this sheet for the next one. Because what we end up having in June is what we deal with for the year. And I think we're sitting pretty good. Flock safety, they came through in 3 weeks and one day. So, I mean, that was pretty interesting on how quick that went through. Anything else on the worksheet? If not, still nothing on the ambassadors. They tell you that they want to help, but then when you get in front of them, no, they don't want to help. New business? Commissioner, anybody got new business?
I do. I just have a question.
Okay. What's this on? New business?
Yes.
Okay.
In light of the email that I'm sure everyone read on 413 about the recycle, are we able, with our contract, to go to weekly recycling? This is, you know...
If we do any changes in the contract, it has to be rebid out.
That's what I thought. Well, I wanted to ask.
Because we can't, technically we have a contract with them for 3 years.
Right.
Okay? They haven't failed us.
Right.
And no matter what's being said.
Yes, exactly. I mean, some think that they failed us and want us to, you know, cut ties with Ecotech, and I know that we're in contract and...
We
can't be done, so that's why I thought I would ask about the recycling. You know, going to back to once a week.
Coldstream's been on every other week for 2 or 3 years. I mean, it has just come down to people need to learn to break down their boxes when they put it in the recycling. Okay, they've gotten so entitled. They don't try to make the system work. They just throw it in the trash or into the recycling and don't take the time to make sure that when they put it in there, there's not a box that has nothing in it that just could easily be broke down and go from this much space to this much space.
Which I agree with you there. I did see... a small box that had not been broken down. But at the same time, I think the issue we had this particular time, now whether the truck was full or not, I don't know. And I spoke with Colin. He didn't seem to think it was because he said in those instances they will send out another truck or take it, which is quite far their dump site, and dump it even though it is far and come back. I think that this particular time, just because I too had some paper and plastic in my yard and just happened to see them go by, and when the wind would blow, it would pick up light pieces of paper and they would fly out of the recycle. I thought I would ask because obviously we have somebody that's really unhappy with the service. And,
we have 574 family dwellings. that have trash
exactly.
pickup.
Right.
And we have one or two people that
are
just complaining.
These containers are bigger than our
right.
last
yeah.
recycle. But I recycle and...
And I keep pointing out, and y'all are tired of hearing me say this, but you have 78 taxpayers that don't even benefit from recycling.
Right.
Right, exactly.
It's not even an option for us.
Right.
Right.
Yes. And you don't hear us complaining.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's...
No, but they've done a great job with the dumpsters.
They really have.
But
we have no complaints at all about their services.
So, you know, here again is
I mean,
the squeaky wheel is going to be the squeaky wheel.
Yeah, but it's a, you know, to me a legit
Let me tell you.
Some
Dennis
people
and I
do have large families. They may use large containers of Tide and Downy.
But then again,
you know,
it boils down to pick up a piece of. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I did mine, and you know,
I pick up bags, trash and stuff out of my flower bed. I don't know where it comes from. I just pick it up.
Yeah.
I don't raise Cain with you about it.
Well,
I can tell you what Dennis and I used to drive. We do this every. At Friday when we go to do the mail run, we run the neighborhood, okay? And I can tell you back when Rumpke was doing the trash pickup, there was a whole lot more paper on the street than what there is now, okay? Because their pickup went on the top, and they had no buffering up there, okay? Ecotex had a different style of bed that it goes into. It doesn't go all the way to the top. It comes up to the side. Now, if it's a windy day, it's a windy day. There's nothing
right.
you can do about
exactly.
it. You know, you're going to get that
true.
Whiplash in there, and something's going to blow out. Okay.
And that's kind of what I feel like was going on.
I do too.
So, again, Ecotec is doing an excellent job. The difference that we have is Ecotec is following county ordinance. And if it's not in a trash can, it doesn't get picked up. They don't get out of the current vehicle. Okay.
They can't because of insurance. And,
right.
And
but,
Connor confirmed that today.
Right.
They cannot leave their truck
right.
unattended.
Right. And they got used to doing that with Rumpke. Okay. So that's been another complaint. People don't understand. Everything has got to be in the trash can or some trash
right.
container of some type. They can't be putting boxes out because they're not going to stop and pick it up, okay? And this is, they have gotten so used to being able to just throw it out there and expect the trash company to pick everything up. And that is not the way county code is either, because county code basically says there's an ordinance, county ordinance, that all trash is supposed to be in a trash container. Okay.
Well, I thought I would ask about going back to once a week, and I just didn't know if that was a possibility. You know, and I know that you put a lot of effort into, before we went with Ecotec at the time of renewing the contract, you know, with collecting statistics as to how many were using the recycle bins. So, you know, I understand, but at the same time, I knew people did not like change, and I told her that much that, you know.
I know.
It's
yeah.
like the same chronic complaint each time we change
right.
a different company. They're the ones that complain no matter who it is. You know,
the same person complained about Rumpke.
Yeah.
Just like I said, you know. Here's the other thing. I was scanning through Nextdoor, and sure enough, we aren't the only ones that stop yard waste in the fall. Okay? Because there was people asking that on it, when such and such is coming. I mean, even Louisville stops it. Okay? So we aren't doing anything different than other locations.
I
you know, when
that, yeah.
when you know.
When I pay for something, you're not
right.
Right.
I'm about saving money.
Right.
You know, especially
the recycling. The recycling is we got a bigger container. It went from a 65 gallon to a 95 gallon. Okay. And I mean that thing is as big as a regular trash can.
Yeah.
And there's people that don't even use theirs.
Right. Right. I understand. I just thought I would ask and revisit that.
If you want to recycle me every week, you're probably going to have to raise taxes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If they want to recycle, there's recycling place over, is it over back behind E.P. Sawyer or something? There is one.
It's somewhere off of Old Henry. I'm not quite sure.
Right.
What all they take, because I've researched it, because I had some things that I thought about taking over. So there is one somewhere off of, it's not Avoca, it's on the other side of Old Henry somewhere.
Yeah, I don't.
But they do take, you know, they have big bins that you
right.
can recycle.
And because there have been complaints about them being full.
Yeah.
So, okay. Anything else?
Before you go any further, we didn't do the emergency radio check.
Okay. Well, we haven't been there yet.
It's an old business.
Oh, it's an old business. All right, we'll go back to the old business.
Okay.
All right.
Channel 14 last month. It's going to be channel 15 this month.
Channel 15 for the radio checks. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for keeping me straight. All right. New business again. Tax bill inset letter. I haven't sent anything out because I wanted to make sure that we still wanted to use United Direct Solutions. As far as I know, it's the only one place in Louisville that we can go to, because last year they were the only one that responded to anything. So. And they did a great job. I mean, they printed printed on all the envelopes that were in those tax bill enclosed, and I thought they did a wonderful job. And I just want to know if anybody has anybody else that they know of. If not, do I have the okay to get a hold of them and get a rate or get their bid? Okay, because the good thing is that we get the tax bills out before the mail price goes up, okay? So, and I think we get bulk rate. I'm not really sure, but anyhow.
Yeah.
So, any objections to me getting with United Direct Solutions? If not, I'll get a hold of her tomorrow. Okay. Have you all been aware of the fact that KLC is going to have the 2026 Legislative Update webinar on May 18th? It's from 2 to 3:30. It's usually really good, okay? If you can, I would encourage you all to get on the webinar. Dennis and I are going to the code enforcement next week, so... U.S. flag purchase, okay? The flag needs to be replaced again.
Yes,
it's getting tattered and it's getting faded, and I would like to have a new flag up on Memorial Day weekend.
What size is it?
It's a 4x6 is what it is. It's 3x5 up there now, but it's 4x6.
I may have one in my closet. I'll donate.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So does the American Legion come and switch it out and take the old flag with them? No.
Okay. No, this is I got this. I'm a member of the American Legion, and this was their cover over cover, and they were advertising their flags again.
Okay.
And they're U.S. made, and they have a good price on the 4x4 or 4x6. Which is less expensive than what I get it at Lowe's. So that's the reason why I asked. So if you'll check, Bev.
I will. I just asked Eddie.
Okay. And if not, does any... The only thing that I need to do and I didn't do was check to see if they have shipping costs on here, okay? Because shipping is going to put it over what I can get it at Lowe's, okay? But the Lowe's are made in America also, okay? And I just wanted to let y'all know that purchase needs to be done. And if I find that it's advantageous to go to the American Legion, does anybody object to me ordering from the American Legion? I can't hear Ed shaking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I have no...
I thought we had a local flag company, like is it Oaks or Oats or... But we had a flag company here.
I don't know. Okay. I'll be on top of that.
I wish we had a taller flagpole.
I do too. I mean, I would like another 30 or 40 feet on it. Yeah.
It's expensive.
But
could you look into that? Christina, you can look into it.
I could look into it, but I know it's going to be just outrageous. And we'd have to change the light, which reminds me.
The spotlight.
The spotlight.
On Westport. Oh, I did call the... Johnson Electric Company. I called them up because they needed service at one of the spotlights in the Westport entryway. And he said, I guess he was here like back in 2020 servicing the light. And he said it's $150 per hour for time and material. I haven't scheduled yet, but you know, I'll see what you
do. Yeah, and that's, we get. Somebody hit the dang thing again. I think I brought it up. I don't know how you can hit it, okay? But somehow they just hit the one. I don't know if somebody was walking by and kicked it or whatever. The Dennis and I were going out to the mailbox or whatever one day, and I saw this something laying on the ledge there at the sign. So I got out and got it, and I said, this is a dang light from the other side, okay? So... I had it. It just had been where it connects to the pole, the hinge part, that connection is what broke. Mm-hmm. So the light possibly still works. Well, I actually went and I thought about it after we got it. And then I thought about it a couple weeks later. I said, gosh, I guess I ought to tape that into that electrical line too. So. We taped that up so that it wasn't sitting there bare, but that's on the agenda too. If you, we should go ahead and schedule that, okay? And
are you going to use LED bulbs or like
they're LED? It's an LED panel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an LED panel. We used to have halogens up there,
yeah.
But they're LEDs now. They're real. They don't cost anything hardly to run.
Yeah.
And yeah, we changed them out in 2020.
Well, I'm serious about that flagpole. I think we should.
You really want me to check into the flag? What size flagpole would you like?
I would like one that you can see
from the main entrance.
Over the bushes when they get to the there is. Y'all know me, and there is nothing that I love more than seeing the flagpole.
Danny, do you know how tall that thing is?
No, no, I can't.
I think it's 30 feet. Would you like a 50 foot or a 75?
Well, either nothing less than 75.
75 foot. Okay.
Well, between 75 and 50 be okay, I guess. I just think if we're going to have it there in the island, it looks...
It does look good. It does look good. Oh yeah. It does look good with the light on it. I think if it's any taller, people will be distracted looking up.
Well, that's okay. Then they'll miss it. Yeah, well, then they'll crash.
I'm pretty sure it's a 30 foot pole.
Well, 50 would be okay. 50 or
sorry, we just have it
read
by 5.
Oh, okay. All right. Bev just says They only have 3x5, which is what I have too. So, all right, I'll check into finding a flagpole 50 to 75 feet and how much it would cost to install or reinstall. Okay. But it will probably get done before 4th of July. Maybe.
4th of July comes every year, so.
I know.
We don't get it this year, we'll get it next year.
All right. Well, I'm going to check into, which would you prefer us to do the flag change on? The 4th of July or Memorial Day? Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Okay. Memorial Day? Okay. All right, is there anything else that needs to be talked about in new business?
Are we still going to do, because you mentioned, are we still going to do the entrance?
We were waiting for the cameras. They went up already, right?
The cameras are up.
Okay, I didn't bring them.
Okay, good.
And the cameras are working real well. Oh, why don't you give a little preview there?
Okay, we've talked Flock at least 3 or 4 times on Zoom meeting, and they assigned us a login so we can go view certain things and assign certain, like if you want to assign a certain police department to observe your cameras, you can do that. You can kind of see what kind of hits they've had on the cameras. You can't see what the charges were if they charged anybody, because that's only, you have to be a police officer to view all that. It's pretty interesting. We're still learning how to move our way around the website. So
I'm surprised on how much traffic we get, because we get graphs on the traffic. And now we've had them installed on April 10th, was when they started.
And we've had hits as far as like stolen cars.
Well, I'm not
sure.
We had various
things.
Yesterday when I was on the, what they have on Insights, it's called a tab called Insights. They've had, keep in mind, LMPD is putting out, they're the only ones that have access to our cameras right now. Okay, I'm trying to get Oldham County on them too. Okay, but Oldham County may be getting this part, maybe sharing with Jefferson County. Okay, so on one of the graphs yesterday, they had on the Insights, they had what it calls hot list. Okay, there was a hit on 411, two on 416, and one on 419. Now they don't tell you what the hot list is, okay, because it could be anything. I mean, it could be somebody tracking narcotics, it could be somebody tracking a hit and run or a robbery or something. But, and it doesn't tell which one of our cameras it hit off of. Okay. It just shows. We do get traffic count on each one of the cameras. Okay. So, and yesterday's total was like 78,000 since from the 10th to the 19th. And that was, that's for all 6 cameras. The majority of it is coming in and out of the main entrance. But they are, it's like Dennis and me, we're just sitting there shaking our heads with, we can't believe all this stuff that we're seeing, you know. And I did happen to look, there's another one that has a search, and it just has pictures. It didn't tell what they were searching for. But believe it or not, it actually caught a truck pulling a trailer. It got both the truck's license plate and the trailer's license plate. So the things work really good. So I'm really impressed with the type of service that they have with those. So, and they've done.
Are they activated by motion? Or, I mean, would they?
They're AI. They're AI controlled.
So they would pick up someone on foot as well.
No. They only pick up vehicles.
Oh, well.
And they basically just pick up vehicles, and okay. Then it, this, they store the photos, the the images are only 30 days. Okay.
Unless they need them for.
Well, if they need them, what they do is, if LMPD has a file that they need, okay, they have to download it. Okay. Because the images only stay up 30 days, and they just passed legislation over in Frankfurt that says they can't keep them up for more than 90 days unless they're in an investigation. Okay. So. I don't know how LMPD does their work, but I do know that they're doing a lot of work, okay? So hopefully that'll give us some leverage talking to the chief, okay? Anything else on new business? If not, commissioner's report.
I'll go first.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville.
I've already given my report. I did that in the new business, or the old business part. That's all I got.
Okay, so your report is everything that you did in old report. Okay.
So, I mean, that's it.
Okay.
I'll go next.
Okay, Commissioner.
It didn't snow.
2025 Utility Commissioner's Report. 4-5 Drum City for streetlight check. 4-6 voicemail, could not understand message, called number given, I left a voicemail, no reply. 4-7 email from City Clerk Bev in regards to 3 Louisville Water Company bills. All bills were from the irrigation system, February, March, and April, with a total amount due of $198.83. 4-8 called Louisville Water Company. I didn't have all the account information. They asked me like 5 or 6 different ways to confirm the
tax
account.
ID and all that stuff.
Yes. I emailed City Clerk Bev and asked her for email address, phone number on file for the city's account. 4-9 City Clerk Bev replied to my email. She gave me her email address for City Clerk and Dan's email address and phone number. 4-13 called Louisville Water Company and spoke with Rep. Crystal. She reported the complaint to the signing department and said someone would get back to me. Email from resident on Bay Run Drive stating Ecotech's recycling truck was overflowing with trash and was spilling out. She stated that she and her neighbor had trash in their yard. She stated the driver smashed the load in front of her house and then dumped her recycling. The resident stated that she then had to do his job and pick up garbage. She expressed how unhappy she was with Ecotech and told me that it was my job to report this. I drove the city immediately and started on Bay Run. I photographed each block on Bay Run Drive. I saw 7 pieces of paper in a small Amazon box in different locations on Bay Run Drive. I then proceeded to drive throughout the city and did not see an abundance of trash on the roadside or yards. I replied to the resident on Bay Run and provided pictures in my email. I copied and or added Connor Slade with Ecotech with our emails. Myself and the resident then exchanged a string of emails. She asked if I rode by her house because it wasn't on a photo. She asked if I drove the city. I replied that I drove up and down Bay Run 3 times and that I had drove the city. She replied that other neighbors had complained about spilled trash too. 4-20 drove the city for streetlight check, lights out on 4106 Pacelli Place and 4121 Pacelli Place. 4-21 called and reported to LG&E streetlights out at those addresses, called Louisville Water Company and spoke with Crystal in regards to irrigation bill. I told her I was waiting on an update from my call on 4-13. She said that there was no update at this time and resubmitted my request to renew our bill for the to review our bill for the irrigation. I then called Connor Slade with Ecotech to touch base in regards to the complaint we had on 4-13. Connor stated that he will continue to discuss our complaints with operations. He said he did read the emails and wants our residents to be happy with Ecotech services. I read all of April emails. I attended the city meeting, will participate in the radio check with Commissioner Metcalf. And then I have an agenda to today's report, or today's activities. Received a call from Louisville Water Company Rep. Joanna Clayton. She stated our account charges for the irrigation had been waived and due to a clerical error. Any monies, if any, will be reimbursed.
Okay.
That's that.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Resendez, you want to go next?
I forgot mine, but I'm going to send it to you. I know I requested that call for Johnson Electric Company. We talked about it. And also Evergreen. I believe they're going to be out there early May. They didn't give me a date. Just early May.
Did you ask them to make sure to turn the water off?
They said they don't do that.
They turn it on.
Well, he told me, I talked to, I don't know if it was Bob or Bobby, I forgot his name, but he called me and he said that they don't do that. They don't turn on the water. That's a Louisville Water Company.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so they don't turn the water on.
Yeah, not on.
That means they're not turning the meters off when we get our water. Last year, this is a fact, last year, after they were out there, okay, because they left the irrigation system on, mm-hmm. I happened to be out driving at 5 o'clock in the morning, the flagpoles, you know. So I made sure to go back that same day and turn the system off. That's why I thought they turned the water on. But apparently Louisville Water never turned the meter off like we asked them to, you know. So, all right, so they don't turn it on. Okay. That's one of the things we have to check, is to make sure they just turn the irrigation system off. Once they check it, turn the irrigation system off. Okay.
I did hear a recording or something about there's going to be a $30 charge to have those turned back on. I guess it's across the board for everybody.
Well, they don't charge to turn them off. They charge to turn them back on.
Okay, right.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Commissioner Metcalf.
Safety Commission report for 4/21/26. Drove the city at various times. There's stolen lots of smear stolen and I went to the post office each Friday. There's stolen Dan Small, myself went to Independence Bank to sign some paperwork. Mayor Stone and myself attended several Zoom meetings with Flock Safety. Mayor Stone and myself were on site when Flock cameras were installed. On 4/14/26, Mayor Stone and I attended a Flock webinar entitled Law Enforcement Training. And Mayor Stone and I went to the election board on one occasion. And I issued several parking permits. One of them was for 4004 Lunenburg Drive for 320 and 321. Parking passes for 414 Bay Zane Court from 3/31/26 to 4/1/26. Parking passes for 4721 Lunenburg Drive for 4/3/26 and 4/4/26. Parking passes for 4004 Northumberland Drive for 4/11 and 12/26. Thanks. That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
I just thought of something, if I can have just a second. I get emails when sex offenders move in or out of our city, mm-hmm. and we have just had one move in to 4109 Northumberland.
Okay. Anybody can get those. You can get signed up and get that information. Is there anything else anybody wants to bring up? Well, I ask for an adjournment motion.
I make a motion to end the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez.